3HL 104.5 is home. Brent Daugherty. Which intro? If we get the supercharged intro, that means Parsley coming up. Are you?
I ain't got no room.
I was going to ask. Are you all the way in the building?
I gotta go. Best believe I'm the building.
I love the fact that Slay's like, what are we doing? All right, screw it. I'm going with it.
I ain't want to. Ain't got no roof.
You forced his hand, though, Hung.
I kind of did because there was a stat that got thrown up on SportsCenter just a few moments ago that the Atlanta Falcons have the 22nd best defense in the NFL, which means they have the 10th worst defense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Slay's like, all right, I'm on it.
I'm going.
So what do you mean you're going? You going over?
Am I going over?
Yeah. The total? I don't even know what the total is.
I'm going to tell you right now. I know what it is.
By the way, our shirts look like they're different colors on Zone TV. They're not. They're the same exact color.
They're the exact same color.
Over under 47.
So the Falcons with the 10.
Don't y'all get quiet now. Come on, y'all put me in the car. Car was in the garage just chilling. Y'all the one got me in this car.
I saw another stat. Mac Jones against zone defense has a higher quarterback rating than Tom Brady.
Best believe he in the building.
47.
Before we get started, Josh on Twitter, at 3HL1045. You can hit us up there. Definitely give us a follow, for sure. It'll change your life.
And hit the like in the Zone TV on YouTube.
At Brent Daugherty, at Ron Slate 35, at Don Davenport TN. That leads us, she's not here today. That leads us to Josh's question. I'm just tuning in. I need an update on Dawn Davenport's game last night. She actually had two games last night.
She had two games, and I asked her.
Did Babs come into the studio smelling like Icy Hot after the doubleheader? She is not here.
Yep.
And I'll be honest, I didn't ask her.
I did. I asked her on the chat.
You did?
Yeah, she never responded.
Where was I on the chat?
I don't know. We just started making fun of Hunk.
Shut up, Slay.
No, she did it. It wasn't me, Hunk. I was riding with you. Remember, I said, darn, Hunk, what happened? And then right behind it, I said, Babs, how you feeling?
You have an unbelievable way of picking sides where people don't even know you've picked a side. Everybody thinks you're riding with them.
I am. Dang, riding with everybody. Yeah.
See? It's Rod Taylor, man. 130 yards rushing.
Yeah.
I bet you were a man of the people back in high school, man.
I am.
You didn't have beef with anybody, did you?
Look how hard he's having to think about it. If you ever had beef with anybody.
There's literally smoke coming out of his ears.
You know, that's a long story. It wasn't really beef, but it was beef. You know what I'm saying? Like it was, but it was all brought together by sports, by us, Coach Fitzgerald, what he created, bringing communities together. We all went on to a high purpose and won the state championship back to back. So the beefs that were going on in the communities. Wasn't beefs no more because the adults was like, man, what are y'all doing? Then we was like, man, what are we doing? And then we was like, all right, let's do it. And we took off. And you know what I mean? Like,
so basketball brought the community football. Together. Football brought then the it community
was,
together.
Yeah. And then, man, it was a lot. Man, listen, man, Pearl Cone saved the teachers, the staff, custodians, students, everybody involved over to save two communities without question, West National and North National, without question. Without question.
That's what about East National? What was East National doing?
East National was over there. Man, we don't know. We didn't listen. It wasn't no social media and stuff going like that. I'd already moved from East National. So I left there. After seventh grade, I was already gone. So it wasn't no social media, and I ain't had no cell phone. We ain't no money like that. They had cell phones, and I couldn't text them on the pager and be like, hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on in East
National?
You
know what I mean? So, yeah.
So East National just sitting over there just with amongst themselves.
South National was sitting over there amongst themselves. You know what I mean? But they had some good things going, too. Stratford, Maplewood, Weiss Creek had some good things going. Like,
what about Hillsborough?
Glencliff, Hillsborough has. Man, listen, man. During that era, you hear me? A lot of good was going on in the city, man. Because
people don't understand. Like, there was beef. Like, Hillsborough and Hillwood didn't like each other.
Yep.
Hillsborough and Father Ryan, for some reason, didn't like each other.
see,
don't get me started about Father Ryan and NBA.
See what I'm saying? See, you can speak about each side that you own, man. Like, it's all right.
And it's funny, like, as you get older, and if you grew up here, you come to respect and appreciate all of those communities.
You so do.
You know?
You so do. And then I'm going to tell you what sports does. Even though, like, Pearl couldn't stand Weiss Creek. Well, we couldn't stand nobody but Pearl. Weiss Creek couldn't stand nobody but Weiss Creek. Stratford couldn't stand nobody but Stratford, Maplewood, Hillsborough, Glencliff.
Yeah.
So forth and so on. But the funny thing was, we would all come together in the summer and play on the same AAU team.
Yeah.
You know, because it wasn't so many. Like, now you got 100 AAU teams right here in this city.
But isn't that what sports does? Because you can leave it on the field, you can leave it on the court, and you can compete at the highest level and as hard as you can, and just leave it there.
And then at
the same time, respect your opponent.
And that is. And see, at the same time, the person that you couldn't leave it on the field about or leave it on the court about, you got to see them on the summer on your team. So you spend the time with them. So all that time in the locker room, traveling, in the hotels, you get to know somebody and get to know exactly where they're from. You're like, man, you ain't too much different than me.
PJ says, Overton. Yeah, I mean, we're going to leave Overton. We're going to leave somebody out.
Yeah, like, but come on. Listen,
you can't just start McGavin, Glencliff.
Yeah, I forgot about McGavin. Yeah, like, dude, we talking about the entire Nashville. And the only reason I'm not talking about the outskirt cities, country, counties, is because I'm in towns,
Providences.
We didn't go. I didn't go there. You know what I mean? Like Rutherford County, they had their own thing going on.
Oakland, Blackman, Riverdale,
all of them, like, dude, they had their own thing going on. We were so concerned of what was going on down here, we didn't have no time for anything else. You know what I mean?
Like, in the metro.
Man, what? Yeah. And it was booming down here. Wasn't nobody moving outside. Everybody was right here. You know what I mean? You had a couple of teams in Williamson County, Brentwood and stuff like that. But
remember when you would drive to Murfreesboro and there was actually, like, country?
And
now it's all connected.
That's amazing.
It doesn't even seem
like that far now.
No. When I was a teenager, like, man, I thought they were hours apart. Sitting in the back of the car listening to CDs.
When I was a kid, I got my driver's license and everything, and I was kind of talking to this girl in Franklin. Man, it took some talking with my mom to let me go that far. Like, that, I might as well have been driving to Alabama.
You should have, yeah.
Right?
That was far. You're exactly right.
Now it's like, it's 35 minutes.
That ain't nowhere. You're exactly right, dude.
No, that's funny. Coming up tomorrow, we need to tell everybody about this. It is Trash Talk Friday on 3HL, so bring it.
Yes.
With Ron Slay hosting the ceremony. With Drew Maddux.
Hey, Commodore, SEC legend himself.
Two of the best basketball players come out of this.
Nashville legend.
Yeah, I love it. So, in addition to that, you'll have Peter Burns with the SEC Network breaking down this weekend's conference games presented by Blue Delta Blue Jeans.
Yep.
And you've got Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, Missouri. What are we going to see from the Gators? That line keeps going up. It's up to 9.5 or something.
Hey, Mike, I need to hear from you.
Auburn at South Carolina. Vandy at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Vandy fan, I did take Vandy plus 36.5.
That is a lot of points.
And under the total.
At Auburn at South Carolina with a brand new quarterback.
South Carolina always got a brand new. Oh, you're talking about Auburn.
Auburn.
Yeah.
TJ Finley, because Bo Nix is done.
That's right. Tennessee trying to get bowl eligible. You hadn't spent a lot of time on it. I hadn't heard go Vols out of your mouth this week.
Because, really. I mean, like, at some point, you know, it's always got to be like, man, you are who you are. And I expect – now, see, let Tennessee run out that tunnel and get the plan around. Watch me have to go get a halftime speech like what Kirby Smart did.
I need a halftime speech. No matter what's going on with Tennessee, I think you need a halftime – the whole Vol Nation needs a halftime speech from Slay. No matter what's going on a Tennessee football Saturday on Instagram. Halftime speech.
Okay. Gotcha.
What would you say to the guys in the locker room?
I got you.
Just like Kirby Smart's. Do the exact same one as Kirby Smart.
You can curse on Instagram.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it might be kids watching, though. Y'all kids need this, too.
You don't think, kids might need to hear it.
Yeah, they do. Especially now.
Today's kids.
Man, they watch it on YouTube anyway.
They do.
Hey, man, parents, check out what your kids watching on YouTube, man, because you'll be surprised. It's Mickey Mouse on there cussing sometime.
It's supposed to be like a Mickey Mouse shorts.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is wild,
He's
dude.
He's taking Minnie's clothes off. You're like, what the crap?
Like, hold on, YouTube.
Okay.
Calm down, Mickey.
Yeah, y'all calm down. Because Ramon Foster is going to break down the door. We are late to break, which means nothing to anybody listening except for one person, Paul Mason.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
So we're going to go to break.
We're gone.
And then we'll be back with Ramon Foster next.
Back of the Lions.
Darrington on YouTube says, nobody does commercials like Slay. Hey. That's definitely true.
Strikeout wings.
I'm trying to load up right now on my X and bets.
Plus, you got new commercials that are about to start, too.
Uh-oh, coming soon. Wonder who it could be, everyone. Who wants Slay? Who wants me? Who wants some of Debo?
That's my bike, fool.
That's my commercial, fool.
Who is on the hotline?
We got...
Oh, wait, we got to give away tickets?
You want me to give them away?
Give them away.
All right, everybody.
Do you have the reader?
I got the reader. You better know I got the reader.
I was actually kind of wondering that myself.
You wonder if I got the reader? Well, check this out. Was. It's Ticket Thursday. Titan Ticket Thursday. Kentucky legend.
Yeah.
Titans fans. It's Titan Tickets Thursday. Put the S on the wrong one. Titans Ticket Thursdays. Where each Thursday before home games, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see your Tennessee Titans face off against their remaining 2021 home opponents at Nissan Stadium, thanks to Kentucky legend. That opponent is the Houston Texans. Be caller number 92. Be caller number 92 now for a chance to win Titans versus Texans tickets.
No, we go. Let's try that again.
Okay,
my bad. Let's try that again. There's probably been 92 people that have already called since you started this, but let's try it again.
Be caller number 5 right now, 615-737-1045. For more info on Titans Ticket Thursday, presented by Kentucky Legend.
Hey, we already told people we don't know what day it is, ever. So ever. It is.
615-737-1045. Be caller number 5 right now. You got it.
Ramon Foster, since you started doing sports talk radio, do you have the same problem we do? Like, we never know what day it is?
Man, every day blends together, man. And yeah. By the way, I've been doing a whole lot of cleanup, guys, at these middle school basketball games that I'm going at. Just so you know, Ron, Brent also. Well, Brent, you didn't involve yourself in our degenerate ways. But Coach Lowry, his son, Ron, the cold left-hander I told you about.
Yeah, yeah.
He came up to me right before I walked out of the gym to do this interview and said, hey, can you tell Ron Slay to quit calling us Kentucky on the radio? I was like, Easton, I got you, man.
Yes,
and then a dad walked out with a Kentucky hat on. He was like, man, nice to meet you. I was like, I'm sorry for calling y'all Kentucky. So I've been playing cleanup this whole afternoon, just so y'all know.
Savage, let me tell you something, though,
yeah.
Man.
I'm glad you took me out of that because I was very respectful to our friends in the Commonwealth just to the north of us.
Yes, you were. But this is all I'm saying.
I enjoyed the win, though.
Whenever we play y'all, Kentucky, whenever we play y'all, that's what you'll be referred to. Outside of that, like, I've been calling y'all Kentucky ever since we beat y'all, you know, or you're not on the docket, y'all Kentucky. But I tell you what, basketball season right around the corner, we got you twice. You'll be Kentucky both of those weeks. But right now, you are Kentucky. So salute to y'all. Man, listen, I love everybody.
Salute.
Yeah, we do.
I love everybody. Come on, Savage, just us.
But Brent Run, when the kids come up to him, I was like, little Easton, my bad. Because he cold, Run, and he cool as up. Yeah. I call him Coach Easton. Because he a coach's kid, and he know ins and out of the game. And hey, man, you'd be impressed with him, Ron, if you saw him.
I love it. I love it. Ain't nothing like a coach's kid.
Ramon Foster from J. Martin Ramon with us on 3HL. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, Ramon. I haven't really gotten anything out of Slay this week about Tennessee football.
Yeah,
They're trying to get bowl eligible. I know it's a 27-point spread. Now, Todd Furman came on our show and said – he expected Tennessee to be sleepwalking a little bit coming off that Georgia game. And that got your attention a little bit.
Yeah, because that almost made me go against what he's talking about and pick Tennessee to cover that, which I think they can, but that is a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
And what you think, Savage, are they that bad, the team they're going against South Alabama?
You know, early in the season, they had a real good record, man. I don't think they'll take them lightly whatsoever because I think this group is just so right-minded so far from what we've seen this year, that they know they can't let anything slip. And we saw some of those kids, man, make this statement on social media and in the interviews that they were doing. It was like, look, we're trying to get bowl eligible. What happened before us had nothing to do with the guys that are here right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the emphasis on winning this game is huge. Now, the Vandy game, okay, that's something different, but that's also senior night. Only thing that gets me about that game being real with y'all is just the spread, because that's a lot of points. And you know how it goes. You get up and then you take the gas off, or a team like that, the way Bowling Green did early on, to where they was throwing certain plays and you just kind of, okay, wake up, let's go, guys. But Georgia was a big opponent. We knew that. But I don't think it, you know, took away from what their plans are and what the mindset is. So, I just think now you just coast them to the end of the season.
At Ramon Foster on Twitter. So, Ramon, when you were playing at Tennessee, what was it tough coming off a big-time opponent like Georgia to then play some directional school? Was it tough?
It was, but it was also, and this is the thing about football, man. You got to sit on the L for 6 days before you get your opportunity again. Mm-hmm. So having an opportunity to reset, no matter how bad the team is, you always at least wanted that dub. Now, if you got off to a slow start, I don't care if that was high school, college, or the NFL, the coach is going to rip into you real quick. He's like, hey, look, let's get on it. Are y'all ready to play today? So I think it kind of handles itself when you know you are a superior opponent to who you're playing. But, Brent, make no mistake about it. Those guys want a quick reset, man, to end with 7 wins, which would be huge considering the schedule and huge considering what they were up against. I heard Ron saying 69 earlier in one of his reads of 69 miles on his car. We got 69 scholarships, Ron, so, hey, you could have walked us all the way down to your vehicle.
That's right.
Hey, this South Alabama team is not too bad, though. They're also 5-5 looking for bowl eligibility. Their defense is ranked, total defense is ranked number 16 in the country. Now, they haven't faced an offense with this kind of speed either. So, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out. But I'm with you guys. 27 seems like a lot.
Yeah, that's the only blip in this schedule. Again, when I saw South Alabama's schedule early in the year, they were reeling pretty good. They were doing pretty well. So I just don't think with what we've seen out of Heupel and Rodney Garner and Coach Martinez and Coach Banks and Coach Ellaby – that they are in the mindset to allow that. Truth be told, they can't afford it.
And you know what, Savage, to that, the only problem I have with the South Alabama game, and I haven't got up in arms about this spread and being like, man, yeah, they're going to cover it, man, because I think the blueprint is out. In order to stop Tennessee, and this is for any team, in order to slow Tennessee down or stop their momentum, you go down as a player. Like, I mean, we've seen it. I beat a dead horse, but hey, it is what it is. Listen, man, not only, and some of them are hurt. Some of them are just going down to stop the pace of the game. So I think that is something in South Alabama's mind, man. Like, instead of getting ran out of here, fall down. And then they got to cool off for a second. Cause honestly, man, we're watching the game together, Savage. Every time that momentum, even though we were down, every time that momentum got going, somebody went down, dude. And it was like, oh, come on, not again.
You remember what I told you when we were sitting on the porch? She's like, how do you adjust to this? Well, you know, just like in basketball or any other sport run, like you got to play game scenarios out in practice, too. Mm-hmm. And if I think there's one learning curve that Coach Heupel and his staff might have to have with the frequency in which teams are doing this, it's to stop practice. Let the guys chill for a period of time, special teams, and call the offense back out there so that they know that they got a jump start. Because that's the thing. You get on a momentum is huge. You get in a huge momentum swing in that Tennessee offense, and then it slows down. That's been the hardest reset for this team from what I've seen from the opponents that's done that against them.
Right.
Totally agree. Right. Ramon Foster with us. Let's turn toward the Titans and Texans. Ramon, 6 wins in a row, man. That's something else. First time since 2008. What is it about this team that stands out? Because everybody can point to the lack of stars. Everybody can point to the injuries. But there's something about this group, and that whole next man up thing is a real thing.
Man, they shut out all outside chatter, I think, inside that building.
Yeah.
I think they have honestly embraced the mentality of next man up. And I'll say this, too. The idea that you just reel off wins by walking into a stadium as a player sometimes, as a team sometimes, because we've been in that position before where we've reeled off 4, 5, maybe 6 games too. Mm-hmm. You walk in and know that, look, if we do what we've been doing, we're going to win. We might have to give a little bit extra, but that sense of confidence, that feeling of having that much confidence and swagger to get out of games, and you got a unit, man, that's playing lights out and playing bully ball with this defensive front that the Titans have. I've been on the other side where we have defensive players walk over to our O-line when we were pumping and say, hey, y'all better go. Y'all got to get us out of this. And I feel like that's what they've done. They've taken on that mindset of what this D-line is. And everybody, including the offense, has followed suit. And I'll throw Ben Jones in there, too, because I just love the way he's playing and muscling it out.
Listen, Ben Jones is the – like, we're going to hear – we always hear stories in the offseason about this guy was dealing with this injury. And I think A.J. Brown is one that we're going to hear about dealing with this and that. And I think Ben Jones is the other one. I mean, that guy, yep. I think, is getting beat up, and he's still out there just killing it.
Yeah. But I think this team has taken on the mentality of that defensive four unit. And when you got some guys like that, every single one of them have experience. Every mm-hmm. single one of those guys are workers. Every single one of those guys are selfless as ever that I've ever talked to. Look at the young guy, Tierra. You know he had to be a hard worker. Look at Jeff. That's all we've heard about him. Look at the chip that DeNico has on his shoulder. Look at what Bud's been through. Look at what Harold Landry's been through. That's the mentality of your team. And it's okay to have that front unit be your mentality also. Mm-hmm.
Totally agree to that.
You ever have an abdominal injury? That sounds awful.
I had one right underneath my chest plate too, man. You want to talk about and we had to fly back from London when I had that. So I had to spend like 7 hours on a plane. Couldn't lay down, couldn't get comfortable. You think it's between that and that groin that Tierra is going through right now. Those two things right there are by far the most bothersome, tedious, when is it going to heal right injuries.
And I mean, everybody knows this. The core affects everything right. in your body.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
oh, yeah.
I can't imagine what Bud Dupree's dealing with now. But anyway, what about the mindset going into a game where you've been a consistent underdog? The Saints game was, you know, home field advantage maybe gave you the advantage. Right. You're a prohibitive favorite against a team that everybody knows is really bad. Is there a different mindset? How do you stay sharp and focused there?
It is a different mindset, and it's this. And you hate to be this type of selfish or this type of cocky is what I'm saying. But I was talking to Coach Mack off air today, and I said, this is the type of game, the type of team that you're going against in the Houston Texans. That's just bad. It's just bad. We're going to call it what I heard y'all talking to Cosell earlier, and he even just acknowledged it's a bad team. Yeah. And I told Coach Mack, I was like, Coach Mack, this is the type of game, by the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, you need them looking down at the ground and ready to get this game over with. You need that Houston team running the ball, trying to get out of the stadium with no more injuries. Because if you let a team like Houston stick around, you accumulate more injuries. You give them more confidence as far as them thinking they have the ability to beat you. So you got to go in and smash them as early and as often as you can in that first half. Because if they have an inkling or a mindset that they can beat you, you're going to leave with an injured team, a team that can't afford to lose anybody else, and potentially an L.
Yeah.
So the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, some of the Titans fans should probably be leaving like, yeah, we got this one in the bag. That's where I'm at this week.
Ramon, let me ask you this real quick before we get you out of here. When a running game is struggling the way – offense, period, but specifically the running game, which a guy like Derrick Henry missing, what do you do as an O-line – so do you challenge yourself or what to try to get your guys back on board? Like, man, we got to come out and establish this run game somehow, some way. Do you take that upon yourself or you just lean on the scheme and the strategy of the game?
It's a little bit of both, man. I say it falls on the players for sure, but it also falls on the coaches too, as far as like, you know, for the teams that define what their identity is, they start out super simple. And I think that's where they're going to have to go to zone right, zone left, and just figure out what's going to happen. Let guys beat their one-on-one blocks. Now, that's the difference if they're not winning their one-on-one blocks as an offensive line. Then that's another problem right there. I think you find one running back so the guys can get used to his style. I say you simplify the offense. And, yes, those guys man to a man say, hey, look, I'm beating my guy, you beat your guy. Just meet me at the point. And you just continuously chip at that rock, man. I know that's one of the most cliche things to say, but simplify it, find one running back so that O-line can get used to a style and just continuously chip away at it.
Love it. Ramon Foster, great stuff, man. Always enjoy the visit, man. Love listening to you guys in the morning.
That's it.
Rep B, Tennessee. That's it, man. Yeah. Rep Brian in for the ailing J-Mart tomorrow morning, 6 to 10 weekdays on 104.5 The Zone.
Savage, I got two words for you.
What's that?
Tell Keisha, cinnamon rolls.
I'm gonna make sure she make them this weekend.
Listen, Slay is normally a very giving person. I pointed out that he averaged 2.1 assists per game his senior year at Tennessee. He did not share the cinnamon roll.
He ain't passing the roll, bro.
No, I need them, boy. That extra icing on it was everything.
Yeah, not just no, but hell no.
Ron, he should have hit up Cole from Martin and got him a Rhythm Spoon.
Rhythm Spoon!
All right, Savage. See you, buddy.
All right. y'all.
All right, at Ramon Foster on Twitter. When we come back, I don't know. Just stay with us. We'll have something for you.
Parsley.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, the parsley.
It's right in. It's locked in, too.
I'll be here. Three HL 104.5 The Zone. You better stop.
I'm up.
Over there.
Let's
go. Over there yawning. Like he's bored with us.
I had to put some gas in the car. We up, baby.
You are yawning?
We up, baby.
He doesn't drink coffee.
No, we'll not.
That's why, like, we were with Ryan Kelly the other day. The home loan expert guy.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is nothing but energy.
Oh my gosh.
And Ryan I always think like me, you and Dawn. May have one of the most energetic shows in the country. There are things that we do that we need to work on for sure. But like I think
energy ain't one.
I think that's true. But this guy, climbing mountains.
He us times four.
Yeah. All right, you got a parsley coming? Do we need to play some music?
Nope. Because I lost every time.
Every time you've lost every time I played music.
Every single time.
Even when I was playing the sleigh ride music.
Yes, them last 2 weeks I lost. Yep. All right. Do not play it. Here we go.
It's almost December, though.
Do not pass go. Do not collect. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you going to collect
$200.
Yeah, collect the $200. All right, people. Thank you to my guy, Kent McMillan. I'm telling you right now, IntelliTurf, that's the way to go. Artificial turf, you need it. Go get it. Call this number. Listen carefully. It sounds like the mayor's number a little bit, but it ain't him, so don't call the mayor. 615-804-8. Oh, I lied. 804-4927. 615-804-4927. Holler at my guy, Kent McMillan, for all your turf needs, man. I'm telling you, you can get it right there in the back of your house. You got pets and stuff and make it so easy to clean up the poop. Or if you want to get back there and practice on your green, you know, it's all right there.
Here's what's going to happen tomorrow when I'm not here. And it's the Ron Slay Drew Maddox show.
Yeah.
If you lose this parsley, I'm going to get blamed for it.
You better believe it.
100%.
Because I wasn't going though.
Because you weren't going to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the entire time. It's going to be you getting blamed for it. Because I'll say, Slate, what happened last night at Dallas-Atlanta game?
Yeah.
Or that New England-Atlanta game.
Yep. And all I'm going to say is, I was walking through the house, going downstairs to give me a nice little cold drink and going back upstairs, and I heard a car running in the garage. I go look outside, look in the garage, and all of a sudden, this mayor sitting in the passenger seat, pumping his arms in the air with the car start. And I'm like, dude, where you going? Yeah, we going to the game. I'm like, come on, dog. Not today. Man, car ain't got no roof. And I'm like, well, here we go. Oh!
Wait, you told me not to play any music.
I know, I didn't. That you was told just me for not the to car. That's music? What I heard in the garage. That's I what I heard in the garage. That's why I was like, wait a minute. So then I walk out there and we get in the car. Now we're in the car. So people.
We be in the city.
We be in the city. And here it is. This is your parsley. I'm taking Atlanta Falcons. +7.
Okay, I did do that part.
What? You did this part too on the slick.
What I love is how Slay's doing. It's like, well, we're taking Atlanta. Yeah.
This is where I put him on his own island.
No, but he's there. I just can't find you. Under 47. So +7.
I'm in the trunk with that Vandy fan I called yesterday.
It's cold enough. Dark and lonely.
Why are people in the trunk?
Man, they better get out of there. +7 and under 47. Taking the Falcons. There it is. Book it.
I do like the under 47.
Well, you got it. You got it, mister. And you know what?
Alan Bell likes the under 47.
He sure does. Alan Bell did like it. So, Alan, you really on it because that's where I got
Alan
it from.
I think Alan
Bell's too.
Really on it.
Yeah, and he's going to be blamed for it if it don't go that way. You and him. Y'all can be in the car together. Matter of fact, I'm going to pull over. Y'all get your own ride. I'm going back to the house to lay
I'm
down.
Headed to Memphis tomorrow.
Yeah, you sure are. Good luck. Good luck to that CPA.
Thank you.
Oh!
That's going to be a tough one.
Fighting Daughteries and the Fighting Slays tomorrow, too.
Oh, that's right.
This is a rematch.
Tullahoma.
The Fighting Daughteries beat Pearl last time. Tullahoma. They beat. Hey, guess what? Got something for y'all this time.
That's
we
Pearl
go
Cone's
back down
only loss of the season, and Tullahoma is undefeated. So, here we go, had they not played, this would be two undefeated teams.
So would.
By the way, the Ghost is back out at work.
Seriously, Ghost is on my tail.
You
right
watch
now.
On Zone TV, you'll see the flickering lights.
Yep.
Ghost, present yourself with the flickering lights.
Drew, I hope you're ready, baby.
Drew Maddox.
You got a shooter and a boom boom room. So we got the windows covered with our sharpshooter.
There it goes.
And we got, yep.
It's on delay. Like if you're watching on Zone TV, it takes like 10 to 20 seconds.
Does that look like? I know what to do.
The Ghost is going crazy right now.
There you go. Now he won't do nothing. Good and bright.
What's up next?
We have the after party. Greg Cosell, oh, if you good. Missed him earlier, we've got that. Then right after that, New England and Atlanta, and we'll see if the Parsley's actually
I love
right.
Greg Cosell today. I said, what do you see with the Houston Texans? He goes, a bad football team.
Yeah. I already made a bet on that. I'll tell you tomorrow.
He put more money in and everything.
I did. So did
later.
Peace.